Country Pop FM. Cowbell sound effect courtesy of the official cowbell providers of the Bob Almanac, Donna and Marlon from Maple Grove. Still working, guys. Thank you very much. The sturdy construction for a cowbell. Today is Wednesday, May 9th, 129th day of the year, 236 days until the end of the year. 1899, the lawnmower was patented. Prior to that, what, you just had a big old sickle? Let the goats and the cows take care of it for you? They would leave a mess. And the lawnmower patented on this day. The guy who patented it was not drunk, was not driving it out on the road, got pulled over. 1944 here this date. This song here, Jimmy Davis.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
Country singer and songwriter Jimmy Davis. You know what? I'm going to run for governor of Louisiana. And guess what? He won. He became governor of Louisiana, this state, 1944. He wrote and, of course, sang You Are My Sunshine, a song that will live forever, I'm pretty certain. 1960, public sale of the birth control pill approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I believe that's also the time that the Osmond family and the Jackson family stopped having kids. So that was a seminal moment. Otherwise, it would have been the Jackson 12, and the Osmonds would have had so many boys that there wouldn't have been enough room on the stage. So that happened in 1960. U.S. became the first country to sell the pill legally. Prior to that, it was illegal. 1960. 1961, the Twins involved in another record that it's a negative situation for them. They were on the losing side of another one. Jim Gentile for the Baltimore Orioles set a Major League Baseball record. He hit Grand Slam home runs in consecutive innings on consecutive pitches. First one against Pedro Ramos and the second against who would be the future athletic director at the University of Minnesota, Paul Giel, 1960. Of course, that was the Twins' first year here in the Twin Cities in Minnesota at Met Stadium. 1962, a laser beam successfully bounced off the moon for the first time. They tested it off the forehead of Yul Brynner first, and then they did go for the moon, and they got the moon in 62. Also, same day.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
She may have not been all there.
Happy birthday.
But it's Marilyn, so it doesn't matter.
Happy
Marilyn Monroe sang that this date to President John F. Kennedy at Madison Square Garden. Not just a little room, the corner of Broadway and Fifth. This was at Madison Square Garden. It was a big event. And she was singing along. Or I guess they were singing along to her if they could keep up. 1962. Let's fast forward all the way to 1980. The movie that made hockey masks scary. Kind of set the tone for the genre, did it not? Although Halloween came out earlier. I'm talking Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees. ...1980, Friday the 13th release for the first time. In 89...
...wasn't quite right in Sandy Hook, Kentucky. The pace was slower, conversation almost non-existent. There wasn't much to talk about because native son, country music star Keith Whitley, is dead. He seemed to be on top of the country music world. His number one album, Don't Close Your Eyes, had three number one singles. He had come a long way...
Sad day on this day in country music. Keith Whitley, who had his alcohol problem and issues... emotional issues. He died on this date. He was only 33 years old. Blood alcohol level, I believe it was 0.47 when he died or when they found him. That was 1989. Also in 89, Dan Quayle, say what you will about his ability to be vice president, but when it came to speaking off the cuff, he really should just stick to the teleprompter. This was the date in 89 that he said...
You take the UNCF motto that what a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful. How true that is.
Yes, he wanted to say that a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but couldn't quite get it out the way he wanted to when talking about the United Negro Fund, United Negro College Fund, and their slogan. That was in 1989. 1991 on The Tonight Show.
Humor is not bad. Humor's bad. But now somebody, I don't want to bring up something that's insensitive, but it was in the paper. About coffee.
Oh,
you
coffee enemas.
Coffee and
I take coffee enemas. Anybody out there ever heard of a coffee enema?
Yes, I've heard of it.
I think he heard about him from Mr. Edwards. That was Michael Landon. He appeared on The Tonight Show in 1991. He was dying of cancer. It was his final public appearance. And that episode ranks one of the highest rated episodes in The Tonight Show's history, even to this day, 1991. 1996, McDonald's introduced the Arch Deluxe. I don't remember much about it. It couldn't have been all that exciting. It wasn't the McDLT. You got the hot side hot, cold side cold. Now, that was revolutionary. The Arch Deluxe was just kind of boring. 1996. 2004, Alan King passed away. And for our salute to Alan King, we go back to the set of The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson.
What do you want to talk about tonight? We discussed almost.
How about pigs and horses?
You have anything to say about that at all?
Yeah, Jews are smarter than both. We don't bet on horses and we don't eat pigs.
Alan King, he was the roast master general at the Friar's Roast. Not the Dean Martin Roast, that was Dean Martin's thing, but at the Friar Roast, it was Alan King, and he was great at it. He was 76, he passed away on this date in 2004. 2011, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver announced their separation after 25 years of marriage. Arnold had some issues there. He had a relationship with their maid or au pair or something there, and that pretty much the beginning of the end. That was 2011, and 2 years ago.
So we know that America's national bird is a bald eagle, and it is now sharing some of that rarefied federal air with the bison.
President Obama has signed some new legislation designating the bison as the country's first national mammal. The idea is to prevent the nearly 500,000 North American bison from going extinct.
So that happened.
Was 2016 that happened, that the bison became the national mammal of the United States. No truth to the rumor set by the other side that President Trump is going to back out of that agreement as well and maybe go with the fox instead of the mammal. No truth to that. That was 2 years ago, 2016. We need to move on to birthdays. Albert Finney.
You're no longer David Webb. From now on, you'll be known as Jason Bourne.
He's the man who made Jason Bourne. The whole Treadstone thing, if you know the Bourne ultimatum and Bourne identity and all the other Bournes, Bourne this, Bourne that, Bourne free. Albert Finney, 82. Guy by the name of Sonny Curtis, who was one of the Crickets. But he also wrote this song. Wrote the line, who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it seem worthwhile. He wrote that line. Sonny Curtis, 81, worked with Waylon Jennings as well. They both had worked with Buddy Holly, so he's 81 today. Former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, 76. Happy birthday to him.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
Aw, Sweet Pea, Dizzy, and Sheila. Probably the three biggest hits Tony Romo. Tony Romo, though, might think that he can probably sing those songs. He thinks he can golf. I see him trying to make the pro tour. Tommy Rowe. Singing Sheila, 76 today.
Excuse me, Bambi just got sent back to the forest. This is Thumper. And she's telling you to get off the phone and stop calling here because...
Candace Bergen is 72. 72 today for Candace Bergen, Murphy Brown.
Where the children...
Sing along if you know the words.
And the song all day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My girl is Cindy. When we get married, we're going to have a baby or two. We're going to let them go to our grandma's and drive them crazy for a while. That's what we're going to do. Clint Holmes, 72. That was his one-hit wonder. This guy had more than just one hit.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight.
Certainly outpunted his coverage when he was with Christie Brinkley. I'm sure he'll admit that.
And you got us feeling all right.
Remember the cover of his album, Piano Man, his Piano Man album? I don't know what they were trying to make him look like, but he looks like one of the vampires from the Salem's Lot movie. Billy Joel is 69.
What?
Notice anything different?
Changed your hair.
I changed my hair 3 weeks ago.
That's what I meant, 3 weeks ago.
She was the mom from Wonder Years, Allie Mills, 67. Ron Jackson, who played for the Twins. Twins in the offseason after the 78 season traded away my two favorite players, Rod Carew and Dan Ford, because they were going to be free agents, especially Rod Carew. And then they needed a first baseman to take Rod's spot for the 79 season. And they went out and traded with the Angels Dan Ford to the California Angels for Ron Jackson. And Ron Jackson is 65 today. His nickname was Papa Jack. And then at one point in time, he was struggling with the Twins sometime in that 79 season. He had told everybody you can call him Papa Jack. And then Twins writer and columnist Patrick Royce said, well, we're going to call you Papa Up, because that's all he was doing. He had 14 home runs in that 79 season, but really no replacement for the hits of Rod Carew at first base. Ron Jackson, happy birthday to him, former Twin, celebrating his 65th. People, so why should it be? 80s music featured on today's almanac. It's always a good thing. Depeche Mode singer David Gahan is 56. Our rapper of the day today, Ghostface Killah. Ghostface Killah from the Wu-Tang Clan is getting up there. He's 48. And Prince Fielder, baseball player, I believe he's out of the game right now. He played for the Rangers last year. A big guy, too, tested positive for cheeseburgers. His dad was Cecil Fielder, and he was named after Prince the singer. So I guess through that, we can kind of claim that he's a Minnesotan. He's one of us. Prince Fielder is 34. Gone but not forgotten today, John Brown. He led a raid on Harper's Ferry, John Brown's raid. And I've said this before, people down south use the name John Brown as an expletive. John Brown it. Move that John Brown truck. I've heard it firsthand. It's great. I go, wow, that's really cool. John Brown, born on this date, 1800. Harry Vardon, revolutionary golfer. He has the Vardon Trophy named in his honor. Best scoring average over the year for PGA golfer. He's the guy who came up with the grip, too, or he made it popular. The current grip where you overlap your pinky, your top hand pinky over between the index and your middle finger of your bottom hand on the golf grip. Harry Vardon, 1870 this day, the guy who found King Tut's tomb. Somebody's going to get to it eventually. English archaeologist Howard Carter was the first one there, born on this date, 1874. For me, there's really only one version of this song, and I know Johnny Cash has a good version of it, and there are others, but the Harry Simeon Chorale, he has his own chorale. Harry Simeon, 1911, born on this date. Hank Snow, Country Music Hall of Famer. He was one of the guys that set the foundation for country music. Hank Snow, born on this date, 1914. I think Hank is worthy of a full song, and we'll play that following today's almanac.
Imam President Sadat of Egypt says that what you are doing now is, quote, a disgrace to Islam. And he calls you, Imam, forgive me, his words, not mine, a lunatic.
Well, I tell you what, Mike Wallace, he had some chutzpah, did he not? Asking and talking to the Ayatollah Khomeini, calling him nuts, basically, to his face. Ted Koppel would have soiled himself, but not Mike Wallace, 1918, gone but not forgotten, born on this date. Oh, no. His brother Sam Moore helped put Stax Records out of Memphis on the map. Sam and Dave. Dave Prater, this date, 1937. He is also gone but not forgotten. Another baseball player, speaking of Rod Carew, who had 7 batting titles, all with the Twins. Tony Gwynn had 8 batting titles with the San Diego Padres. And he was born on this date, and much like Kirby Puckett, died way, way too young. 1960, Tony Gwynn, born on this date. Tony Gwynn, gone, but not forgotten. And that's going to do it for today's Almanac on Bob FM. I promise and Hank Snow mentioned his birthday, 1914, this day, gone, but not forgotten. Here's that Hank Snow song. It's called Hello Love on Bob FM.
Well, look who's coming through the door. I think we've met somewhere.